you ready? Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first hour, you missed the good news that our signal is back, finally. So if you're just getting in the car and you're on your way home and you're heading towards Cypress, you're going to get to hear us all the way home for the first time in a long time.
Crazy.
So good to have you back. Couple things. Everybody's asking which player show it was. I don't really want to dog the guy, but if you've listened to our show long enough, we pretty much praised everybody else who's ever done the show with us.
Yeah.
So you can figure it out. And I you know, I'd rather not have one than have a bad show.
Yep.
But we shall see. Hey, see the Brooklyn Nets have been at least partially up for sale for a long time, but apparently looks like Prokhorov may sell the whole thing.
Isn't Jay-Z a partial owner of the Nets?
I think he's like a, yeah. But
no, he had to sell that off because he was going to do that sports agency thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
I think he was originally. Or... Yeah, but they apparently was.
Well, he's the reason they got to Brooklyn.
Yeah, and they've got a brand new arena there. So my question for you, because they're hoping to find a Chinese buyer, which I guess that's a new thing, is to have the Chinese billionaires come in and buy your stuff. But which one gets more money, Brooklyn or the Rockets? I mean, from an on-court perspective, the Nets are a mess, and they're going to be a mess for a while, but
I would think the Nets franchise is more valuable than the Rockets franchise.
I would think so, too, because
location, location, location.
Yeah, and a new arena.
Yeah.
Brand new arena. Yeah, you're in Brooklyn. I think that's they're hoping to get $2 billion plus, which is what I'm sure Les is trying to get.
Yeah, my guess is that the Nets are more valuable than the Rockets.
And there's not many people who can spend that.
I will say this, though. If you're looking for a Chinese buyer, the Rockets, their value may be higher there just because of
the history.
You've got a brand built there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I don't think there's that many people that can put together that kind of a group to spend that much money. And if I'm looking to buy an NBA team and I got $2 billion plus, I guess you're right. If I'm Chinese, I probably want the Rockets.
Yeah.
But if I...
If I'm non-Chinese, I probably want the Nets.
If I'm Swedish, for instance?
Yeah. Give me the Nets.
Yeah. Australian?
If I'm from Houston or China, I prefer the Rockets.
What if you're from Temple, Texas?
I don't think anybody from Temple, Texas has that kind of dough.
You never know. Doesn't Drayton still live out there? But I don't think he has that kind of money. I could be wrong.
Yeah, I don't know.
713-780-ESPN. Yes, Jay-Z sold his share to Jason Kidd, someone says.
Okay. Yeah.
So there's that. I think it's kind of interesting that they're available now. And that's, in a way, it's kind of competition because, you know, I just don't know too many. I mean, there too many guys who have that kind of money who want a team is the thing. And I think most of the sharp guys, I keep saying these franchise values can't keep going up like this. I think there's a ceiling at some point. I really do.
Because, there has to be.
Because the TV money is not going to stay where it is. And that's a big part of what creates your value. But we shall see. Oh, by the way, dust in the wind for Glenn Campbell.
Oh, really?
81 today.
Any Deadpool wins?
He would have been a good one to have.
Glenn Campbell, Darren Dalton's another one. I can't believe, I don't think anyone had him in the Deadpool, but someone should have. The dude had brain cancer for a while.
Yeah.
But
our research was not good for that one.
Don Baylor. The problem is,
see, I
wasn't thinking about sports guys.
I wasn't thinking about 80-year-olds for the most part. There were a couple just to get some points. He was 81, so he's worth 19 points. Most famous, well, to me, he's most famous for his role in True Grit, the original, alongside John Wayne. But he also wrote the song Galveston, which I only know because I grew up down there in that song.
Isn't he Rhinestone Cowboy?
He is.
That's the big hit, right?
Yes.
Like a rhinestone cowboy. Yeah.
Yeah, that's him.
That's all I know him from.
And, that was his biggest. I think that's his biggest hit. Country Boy, You Got Your Feet in L.A., and Southern Nights. Those are kind of his big hits.
Okay.
But he was a handsome man back in the day.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Let's hear some Rhinestone Cowboy, John. You don't have that?
You can make him struggle for that.
Like a rhinestone cowboy. I like that.
Apparently, he's been pretty sick. He had Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
So he kind of retired in...
In 1968, he outsold the Beatles.
Wow. Yeah, 2011, it was revealed he had Alzheimer's. So he did one more album and one more tour. And then...
With Alzheimer's?
Yeah, well, he had just been diagnosed with it.
Damn.
And... I think people thought he was back on drinking and stuff, and turns out he had Alzheimer's, so then they felt bad. But
says that he appeared on Mr. Tambourine Man, Elvis's Viva Las Vegas, Merle Haggard's Mama Tried, and the Righteous Brothers' You've Lost That Loving Feeling.
Hmm.
Really good jazz guitarist.
Interesting.
All right, crank it up here, John. Let's hear this. Lights are shining on me like a rhinestone.
Riding off to the next life now.
Where's he from?
I don't know. I always confused him with John Denver for some reason. Don't ask me why.
He's from Billstown, Arkansas.
Arkansas, huh? Interesting.
All right.
I have to go watch the original True Grit again in his honor. His acting in that was not good. We'll just say that.
He hosted a music and comedy variety show called the Glenn Campbell Good Time Hour on CBS from January 69 through June
72. Huh.
Yeah, he must have been a pretty big noise back in the day. Like, by the time I was old enough to know who he was kind of a... Like, this is what I thought of him as, is the guy who sings this song, which is kind of a goof song.
Yeah,
to me, anyway.
Well, I pretty much thought of him as the guy from True Grit, but my mom used to listen to him when I was growing up. So I knew who he was.
I say a goof song. I'm stupid to make fun of it because this dude, I mean, it's a lot of money. I mean, he had some big hit. Southern Nights is his song, too. You have Southern Nights, John? Can we find that one? Yeah, that's a big hit.
Yeah.
Well, this has the most plays on Spotify.
That's because this was on Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack.
Yeah.
So you get on that and you're
big. Set. Have you ever should play a little Galveston too.
Yeah, play the Galveston song.
Yeah.
This wasn't as big of a hit though.
No, but it was. It's about the Vietnam War, I think, though.
Galveston, oh Galveston. I still hear your sea winds blowing.
Nothing about the blue water, of course.
No.
I still see her dark eyes glowing.
And your seaweed growing. We left that out.
She was 21.
She was 21.
Yeah. At least she was legal to drink.
Good.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's enough of that.
That's enough. Now let's just forget about him forever.
Yeah, he'll never come up again.
Well, he might be on deaths one day. Who knows?
Yeah.
We don't do deaths anymore, do we?
Yeah, we do deaths.
When's the last time we did deaths?
Last week.
I wasn't here last week.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago when you were here.
Oh, maybe so.
Yeah, pretty much every week.
What's the one we quit doing?
We
We used to have a weekly
we stopped doing the bleepage.
Oh, is that what we did?
Yeah. We're doing Hey Man Bleep That, which we're hit and miss on.
And it was too much work for Jong bleepage, I think.
Yeah.
That was funny, though.
409 asks, why did you confuse him with John Denver? I don't know. I don't know why I confused him with John Denver. I just always had those two confused.
Maybe they looked the same.
I don't know.
They sang songs about being cowboys.
Well, and they basically were country guys who were, I'm guessing, were roughly the same age. But I'm not a big country fan. And everyone who just flipped on the show is wondering what country station just took over now.
The Rhinestone Cowboy Station.
Yeah. Well, first hour we did Tejano Christian music for you. So,
yeah.
Man, so we're a little country now. I'm sure we'll have something else when we come back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. His cold hand as he slowly walked by, a weeping willow cried for joy.
Joy. Feels so good.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Of course, Justin Van Zandt tweeted me and said, you're not a country fan, but you love you some JVS, right? Yeah, I've got like three. Like Justin, love him. Corb Lund, who I think is going to be in town next month. I'm going to go see him. Dude from Canada that I've seen a couple of times now. I like Old Willie. Anything Willie is good. It's about as far as I go.
Yeah. All the other good ones are dead.
It's just not something that I particularly enjoy unless it's different. It's like, Corb's really funny and, it's just not my thing for the most part, but there's bands I like. It's just like, it's like every type of music, there's a band or two that I like, even though I'm not really into that type of music. I'm an old school rocker.
Yeah, you're a rocker through and through, Fred.
Yeah, I'm too old for that now. 713-780-ESPN is your number. You see who wants to coach if his NFL career doesn't work out?
John Football.
How do you think that would go?
About the way that you probably think it would go. Yeah, John Football leading men. That's what everybody's looking for.
How many practices would he miss because he was drunk? Over under first week. Let's say it's week one. Yeah,
1.5 is the number.
Okay, and then he's fired after that.
Yeah,
it's odd. Kind of a weird story today that Barry Bonds came out and said he wanted to play another year. And
now?
Well, not now, no.
Oh.
But said I should have played one more year. I should have had the chance to. He said, I wish I could have gotten to retire better or just walk away better, whatever it was, however you want to call it. And he said, I was, 38 homers away from 800. I'd have been real close.
He's probably right.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, this guy retired. This is his the stats the year he retired. 28 home runs, hit .276. I feel like he probably still got something.
How many at-bats?
340.
Okay, so.
Yeah, his on-base percentage was still .480, led the league. So he led the league in on-base percentage and intentional walks and just regular walks the year he retired.
And he was clearly blackballed.
Oh, no doubt. And no doubt. But
I would have loved to have seen that guy keep playing.
Yeah. Yeah, he had 28 home runs the year he walked away. That ain't bad. Yeah, I think he should have played another year, but that's... It's the way it goes, man. You knew it was going to be something like that happen. The pressure was just too great. To me, it surprised me that San Francisco didn't want to keep him around because he was that guy at the gate was hard to beat.
Yeah, yeah. You know? And, well, even here, I remember when he was having his home run chase.
Yeah.
The place was packed.
To see him
and
play.
People were getting pissed off when they would walk him.
Yeah.
They wanted to see him swing against their own team. And he made it up to 53.8 on the Hall of Fame, which is up from 43. So I hope at some point. I mean, the guy's a Hall of Famer in my mind.
If he's not a Hall of Famer, they don't need to have a Hall of
Famer. Same thing with Clemens. Yep. Those two guys belong in there.
That is literally the best pitcher and best hitter of my generation, and neither one is in? Come on.
And he says, I went to court. I won. Major League Baseball is not punishing me for anything. If I did something wrong, then MLB can take it down. If you think I did something wrong or I violated a rule, which I never violate any rules in baseball, MLB is not the one punishing me. The media is punishing me,
which is
all right. If that's what they want to do, go ahead, do your thing. And part of it is, and I kind of agree, but part of it is he was such a dickweed to the media that they're holding it. A lot of those old guys are holding that against him too. He was always prickly and difficult, and the reality is,
but that shouldn't be what
I know it shouldn't. I'm just telling you, I'm explaining it.
Old baseball guys are like that, though.
Yeah, they'll hold that against him. They'll hold stuff against Roger. At some point, those two guys will get in, and they should. I just think it's silly. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. 713-780-3776. Not a big surprise, but your buddy Vince Wilfork called it a career yesterday.
Yeah, and actually had a commercial. Like, that's good to have your retirement sponsored.
Yeah, that's it's a good way to do it. Maybe my retirement I'll do the same
maybe
thing.
Maybe so.
Yeah. If I live that long. The other thing I kind of wanted to get into today, did you see that and I don't know why more teams haven't done this. Like the Patriots bought their own airplanes.
Yeah, like I would think every team should do that.
Yeah, I know they've been doing charters, and a lot of the airlines are no longer doing charters, which is making it difficult. So they just bought two 767s. They make enough money.
Yeah.
But basically, they customize them with the team logo and 5 Lombardi trophies on the tail. The plane will contain...
Hope they left room for a 6th.
Yeah. Yeah. The plane will contain all first-class seats, most of which completely recline, and they won't recline onto the guy behind them.
Of course.
Yeah. These planes generally cost, it says, between $5 and $65 million. I can't imagine one of these would only cost $5 million. But they bought the extended range so that they could cost upward of $200 million. That would be more what I would think. So you spent $400 million on airplanes. Nothing wrong with that.
Now you don't have to charter anymore. I mean... But of course, now you've got maintenance and things like that.
Yeah, and you got to hire your own pilots, which yeah. I guess they have those, regardless.
Yeah.
D. Williams, don't the Patriots own the Jets anyway?
Zing.
Yeah. Well played, sir. Well played. I think that kind of makes sense for any of these teams in the NFL. I mean, I know that these owners like to hold on to money, but. And you're going to use that. You're going to use those a lot. I bet in the long term, you're probably not spending that much more.
Yeah.
And your players are going to be happier, I think. Oh, well. God, now I'm kind of interested in fantasy stuff. Because somebody brought it up. Now I'm thinking about, yeah, well, you got a Texans preseason game tomorrow. So there's that. But did you see that? Okay. I got to dog out Tennessee fan a little bit. The hell are you doing fighting at a scrimmage against your own fans? Did you
yeah,
see that
that's
video?
That's a bad look.
The guy had a Keep Calm shirt on.
That's a bad look, but that is Tennessee for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes people in Tennessee tend to drink a lot, and they are not scared to fight.
Yeah, I'm guessing alcohol was involved.
Yeah.
It almost had to be, right?
Yeah, I would guess. Oh, certainly.
Let's give something away. How about a $25 Raising Cane's gift card? And indulge yourself in one love. 24-hour marinated, hand-battered, premium chicken tenderloins. Raising Cane's now has 24 locations in the Houston metro area. Visit RaisingCane's.com to find the location nearest to you today. Caller 17. You're going to get a Raising Cane's gift card. How about that? $25. There's one not too far from the station here.
No.
409 talking about Bonds. Was his last year with or without using steroids? I don't care. The guy was a Hall of Famer.
Guy never failed it. He never failed a test. If the glove don't fit, you must have quit.
Exactly. All they ever had was a report.
All they ever had was the word of a drug dealer.
Yeah. Same thing against in Clemens. It was basically Roger against his former trainer.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that's I just think if you're fundamentally opposed, that's fine. But the guys who got caught, yeah, don't put them in. If you're opposed to it on there, I'm not opposed to it.
I'm not either.
But that's just me.
I'm a big believer that whoever your favorite player was from that era was probably doing steroids.
Yeah.
And they, you know, you can say, well, this guy definitely wasn't. And I would point to the fact that everyone should remember when the Barry Bonds thing came out, everyone said, don't worry. That record won't stand because there's a good, young, clean player who's going to break it. His name's Alex Rodriguez.
Yep.
And then, oh, Alex Rodriguez is a cheater. I mean, but don't worry, Albert Pujols will be. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, your favorite player was probably at least tried steroids.
At some point or another, yeah.
And I dare you, I double dog dare you to say, not my favorite player. It's so and so, probably someone who played for the Astros. And I would probably bet you money.
Yeah, well, everybody always, oh, Griffey never did. I don't know that Griffey didn't.
Yeah, prove it.
Yeah. And the one guy I'd look at and say, I don't think so, just because he was so damn skinny, Randy Johnson.
Okay.
I'm
that's probably a fair one. I always said the one guy that I thought never cheated it that was active and successful in the steroid era was Ichiro. Like I could see him not cheating.
But I could also see him, you know, see him doing it too.
Fred, would it shock me? No. And I, you know me, I'm as big a Derek Jeter fan as anyone else. And it wouldn't shock me. Wouldn't shock me.
Yeah, Jeter especially, I think. When guys play into their 40s like that and are still in fantastic shape, that's when I always get suspicious. Because I was never suspicious of him until his last couple of years. And, you know, even Craig Biggio.
Yep. Yeah, you really think if people thought Jeff Bagwell was using, and there was allegations that he did, if Ken Caminiti, who was a known user, and Jeff Bagwell, who was a suspected user, those two came up at the same time as Biggio. You think those three were all in the clubhouse and Ken and Jeff look over at Craig and say, hey, we got this stuff that's making us awesome. You want some? And Craig Biggio's like, no thanks, guys. I'm going to drink some milk. Get real. Get real.
So the bottom line is I don't care. And
I don't either.
And at this point,
I believe everybody was cheating. The best cheaters should get in.
Yeah, because you were hitting home runs against guys who were using him?
Barry Bonds was hitting home runs off Roger Clemens. Roger Clemens was striking out Barry Bonds. So what's the unfair advantage?
Yeah.
All right, guys. I got to tell you about Tri-Eagle Energy. They got a new rate for their Smart Energy 36 plan that includes the Ecobee, 8.7 cents. And that Ecobee can save you a lot of money just because it basically makes your home a smarter home. Shopping for electricity rates can be dreadful. It's not fun. Not a fun thing. I get it. It's like getting your teeth pulled. But Tri-Eagle's making it easy for you. Signing up simple and fast. There's no hidden fees, no interruption in service, and they've got a locked-in fixed rate. Take advantage of their new low 12-month rate, locked in at 8.1 cents when you use the promo code ESPN. When you get home, compare this offer to your last bill. See how it compares. In fact, if your usage is 2,000 kilowatt hours a month, which is about average for these hot Texas summers, your total bill would probably be around $170. If you're paying anything more than that in the summer, you need to switch now. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or visit TriEagleEnergy.com. That's TriEagleEnergy.com. Remember to use that promo code ESPN when you sign up to get yourselves the most competitive rates. Tri-Eagle Energy, PUCT license number 10064. Statue of a girl looking downcast on a park bench, just waiting for this.
knees, Doug.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, your home for Aggie sports. Stay sportsy.
Now they're showing dodgeball with jugglers. This is just getting silly now. Fortunately, we have Houston Chronicle TV genius, columnist, all-around media star Jerome Solomon, who joins us every Tuesday. What's up, Jerome?
What's up, gentlemen?
Kind of fun to do just one segment instead of having to do three-hour shows the whole time, huh?
Yeah, this is easy. I don't have to go in and rob it over you.
Hey, it's funny, we were just talking about, you know, Barry Bonds wanting to play another year and this the whole steroid era thing. And I'm just curious because in my opinion, and what people forget is a lot of those guys, they weren't even testing until late in those guys' careers. So they weren't doing anything that was technically against the rules. If you have a Hall of Fame vote, does that factor in at all for you?
Not for me. I mean, it factors in. If it's a guy that I really believe isn't, you know, one of the greats, and he's only there because of the, and they're not, well, actually they are arbitrary, but they are, you know, numbers that people, oh, if you have those numbers, you ought to be in. I don't always subscribe to that either, but unless it's a guy like that who I know, but Rafael Palmeiro is not one of the all-time greats. He's got some great numbers, but he wouldn't get in. But I, you know, even without steroids, if I had a vote, I'd put a whole lot of people in before I'd eventually get around to him. You know what I mean? So, but Bonds, Clemens, who's, you know, all the guys who are suspected or admitted or whatever, they're all-time great players. They're just all-time great players. And you and I mentioned it the other day, and I got into it with somebody on Twitter who brought it up to you about the Hall of Fame. And I really think people overdo it. And we're talking specifically about the Basketball Hall of Fame. And I was like, think of all of the people who play basketball, who picked up the ball, who tried to play, who played in some form or fashion. There's only 150 players in the Hall of Fame. It's not a joke. I mean, it's, you know, to get in the Hall of Fame, you've got to be really a special player. And I'm not going to hold steroids or the steroid there against Roger Clemens. I mean, he's a great baseball player. Barry Bonds is a great baseball player.
One thing you said last week that turned out to be prophetic, you were actually right about something. When all the stuff was coming out about Deshaun Watson, you said, oh, don't worry, there'll be Tom Savage is having a great camp stories coming. Well, guess what we saw?
Tom Savage. Like clockwork.
Yep, just like you called it.
I won't even brag on that. I mean, that was easy. That was just a given because, you, I mean, that's coach speak 101. You know, you be real careful. And you know, that's one thing that I will say, and they didn't do it because of this, but having camp away from here changes the way we see camp because, hell, we don't see camp. So, you know, so we can talk about it a lot if you're not there really watching it and getting a good feel for it. And even when it was here, you didn't have to go all the time to know what was going on because, you know, you run into people, you talk to players, you talk to people who are there. They might as well be on the moon in some ways. And so we don't get to actually see how many snaps Deshaun Watson takes with the ones, quote unquote. And apparently he hasn't taken any with the ones, but I don't think it matters. But we won't find out till we find out.
So what have you heard from people there? In terms of...
That's the thing, that they are – Savage hasn't messed all over himself yet. He's had a couple of bad days, but they expected that, which tells you a lot about what they think of him. But they're just – Watson is going to have to wear him out to get it early anyway, I guess. And so that's the general feel for it, and nothing's changed. Now, what will happen – after they get, you know, some semi-live bullets with some preseason games, that's going to be a little fascinating. But, you know, right now, Savage has done everything that he could, you know, and players do like him, even though the personality that he presents to the media doesn't strike me as some kind of superb leader, you know. But, you know, and they haven't had a quarterback who strike me as a superb leader is ever an answer for that?
Ever could be an answer.
They've never had one. I mean, Matt Schaub was, you know, he performed better than any of them, but he wasn't a superb leader in that form. And Deshaun Watson is that guy. So it's going to be fascinating to see once the games start being played and the other players really get a sense of like, okay, this guy can take what he does in practice and how he carries himself onto the field in NFL games. That's when you'll start seeing some interesting, maybe tide turning kind of conversations from players.
Mike from Tomball says, Jerome, your comment about Savage having a great camp being right is just as predictable as Bill O'Brien's offense. So, what do you want to see tomorrow night? I mean, I know it's just preseason, doesn't mean a whole hell of a lot, but there's got to be a few things you'll be looking for.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. There really isn't anything to look for because I'll go with what your man just said about Bill O'Brien's predictable offense. I don't want to see him go out there and show a great offense and wild and loose and a whole bunch of new things because either you're wasting it by showing it in preseason and giving people things to prepare for, or you're just, you know, pulling the okie doke on us and you're not going to do that once the season starts. So, you know, probably the closest thing you can really get a taste for is let's see what the offensive line looks like. Let's see if there's some cohesion there. Let's see if, you know, Suofilo is going to ever be even average. And if I hear one more time, and I heard Rick Smith say it last week, if I hear one more time about he's behind because UCLA graduated late and he couldn't come into camp. And dude, that was 3 years ago. He could have gone back to school and graduated again by now. That's not an excuse for a guy drafted with the first pick of the second round. He should have already been a player, and if he's not one in the next couple of weeks, that's just pathetic. And they need him to be that, you know. And Nick Martin getting back into the flow in the middle, he's going to be the anchor of that line, and he's already taken over and showed that. So let's see what he looks like under fire too.
Are they still using that excuse for UCLA? Because that's fine the first season. I'll give you that excuse for season one. But that you can't still seriously be saying that.
I'm telling you, Rick Smith brought it up last week, and I was saying it. I was like, really? You're still riding that? Which means to me, if you're bringing that up now, he's not any good. Because he didn't bring it up in the context of, oh, we knew the first season was a waste, or it turned into a waste because of that. But boy, he's really been great ever since. No, he didn't even say that. He said he's still got a lot to prove. And I'm like, well, wait a minute, you know, got a lot to prove. You might not be capable of proving it at this point.
Well, and offensive linemen, sometimes it takes, especially interior ones, sometimes it takes them a couple of years. But isn't this beyond the excuse range? I mean, if he's not a functional player this year, then he's just a bust.
No. Sometimes it takes sixth and seventh rounders, undrafted free agents, a few years to come around. It rarely takes interior lineman, guard. It's not the most difficult position, you know. And then he played tackle in college, so he was moving in to where a position is more better suited for him. And we're not talking about him coming around after, oh, he's been starting. He started 2.5 seasons now. Now he's really coming into his own now. No, we're talking about a guy who's still trying to get on the field almost, right? I mean, he got on it last year by default in a way. So, I wouldn't buy any excuse. At this point, he's just was not a good draft pick. We shouldn't even be discussing him. Not in these terms, you know what I mean? And so if he's ever going to at least even be average, I think we ought to be able to see that right out of the box tomorrow night, you know.
Need to see some improvement out of the guy. Who's going to play tackles with Dwayne Brown gone? What are they going to do there?
Hope and pray. the guys they have are just not very good. I mean, you know, Lamb and whatever was just not good, and it's gonna. I mean, Dwayne Brown's going to play tackle. We know this, and he's going to play it as soon as he gets back. And that's just all there is to it. And I still think they're checking out NFL free agents, you know, and guys who are, you know, moving around as potential because they need help there. And it's one of those trick things too, that maybe that's something we need to pay more attention to tomorrow night too, because their tackles, from what I understand, are getting waxed in practice. But, of course, the tackles are going up against Devin Clowney and J.J. Watts and, you know, some Whitney Merciless. So they wax pretty much everybody. So, you know, it's a trick thing. You don't know how bad your guys are because your other guys are so much better than everybody.
That's Jerome Solomon. You can follow him on Twitter, at Jerome Solomon. You can catch him on Texas Sports Nation, and you can catch his columns on
Jerome, Friday. Who ended up doing the show with you on Sunday?
Steve Schaefer, the Chronicle baseball editor, came in.
Never heard of him.
He's a big name. Big name around the Chronicle.
Sorry.
he was outstanding. He's really good. He's our baseball editor. Fred knows. He's been around. He knows his stuff. He just hasn't been on TV before. Everybody was going to the game Sunday. It was pretty fascinating.
He also has.
And it was a great. Did you hang around for the finish?
I was there till the end, yeah.
Go on with your bad self. Yeah. Look at you. Getting all into the Houston fandom thing.
Look at me.
Proud of you.
Did Schaefer wear his Cubs underwear?
His what?
He's like the biggest Cubs fan that ever lived.
I
think he's got that C tattooed on his junk, but I don't know for sure.
I would not know. I've never been down there, Fred.
Well, maybe you should, and you know, kind of let us know, just out of curiosity.
Anything for the ratings. I'll bring him back on next week. Have him stripped down for us.
All right, man. Thanks for coming on. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, guys. Y'all take it easy.
All right.
All right, guys. Got to tell you one more time. It's coming up tonight. I don't want you to miss it. That's why I'm going to tell you again about what's going on HBO tonight. 9 o'clock Central Time. Hard Knocks training camp with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They're coming off a 9-7 season. Contended for a playoff spot in the NFC South. And as you know, the last two playoff representative or Super Bowl representatives came from the NFC South, the Panthers in 15 and the Falcons in 16. The Bucs think they have what it takes to be that next team to take the leap in here in 2017. 30-man NFL Films crew is going to be in Buccaneers training camp at team headquarters in Tampa, shooting more than 1,500 hours of footage over the course of the series. If you've seen this before, I'm sure you have. They cover everything. I mean, you get to see on-field stuff. You get to see the off-field stuff where they bring them into the Turk comes and they say, "Oh, bring your playbook. Coach wants to see you. Bring your iPad." I mean, it's just stuff that you don't get access to in any other way, and it's just really an entertaining thing to watch. And Tampa Bay Bucs should be a fun team. HBO Hard Knocks returns tonight. An all-access look at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, a young, dynamic team on the rise. The 5-episode season follows emerging stars, Pro Bowl veterans, and rookie hopefuls throughout training camp and the preseason. Who will make the cut? Don't miss Hard Knocks training camp with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tuesday, starting tonight at 9 p.m., only on HBO.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. Friday is Trailer Wheel and Frame Friday. Guys will be broadcasting live from the best trailer dealer in town. Trailer Wheel and Frame is conveniently located on 45 North, just after West Canino. Come out, catch the live shows, win great prizes, and enjoy complimentary refreshments from Cat's Coffee, Rudy's Barbecue, and St. Arnold's Brewery. And I dispute one thing that Jerome said. I think it's the exception rather than a rule that a guard comes in early and just plays at a high level.
I'm with you.
We saw it with Martin for the Cowboys. That's more rare than – and I'll go back to the year before – Suofilo was drafted. There were some pretty good names at guard in that draft. And it didn't really work out. I mean, one of them was back 2 years before. Jonathan Cooper, who's been a bust.
Yeah.
And Chance Warmack, who was not good early for the Titans. He's gotten good, but it took him a while. And I think that's more... That doesn't mean that I think Suofilo is going to turn into a player. I haven't seen enough positives from him to think that. But yeah, Cooper was 7th overall in 2013, and Warmack went 10th overall, and Kyle Long was also in that draft, went 20th overall. relative to expectations,
not successful.
No. So it's a hard position to get right. 713-780-ESPN. Let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
I actually have several of these that would work today, so we'll probably get into some of them in the next segment. But, okay, it floods around here a lot. And if you get...
Interesting question.
And if you get stuck in the flood and have to be rescued, that's not a good thing, right? We always say,
no.
What do we say? Turn around.
Turn around, don't drown.
Exactly. This woman not only didn't turn around, but she turned back into the water.
Oh.
She basically, they had to rescue her. They get her out of the water, and 20-year-old Marie Oliveras went back into the water to get her keys. After she'd been rescued from her car by first responders, so she got 3 citations for the attempt. So I hope her keys were worth $600.
I mean, it is expensive to replace some of those keys.
Yeah, but once it dries out, you can still go back and get them.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but they're probably going to be ruined then.
I don't know. They're probably already ruined if they're in there that long. She was cited for disobeying a warning sign, failing to obey a police officer, and driving past a barricade. Each one of those is a $200 fine. And well, apparently they're having record-breaking rainfall in San Antonio. So it's bad enough that these guys have to rescue you, but you're going to go back in there.
Get your keys.
Yeah, so that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Mont said he asked Jerome this question. Astros at home, World Series, and Texans at home playing. Which game do you cover? World Series.
I'd be at the World Series game. Well, it depends. What game would be there? Depends on what game.
Yeah, I'd have to look at the schedule. But no, I probably would be at the World Series game because the most you'll have of those is 4. And
yeah,
there'll be other Texans games. I don't know. It's not that cut and dried, but for me, it would probably be the Astros. I remember going to both 1 year when the Astros...
I think they would set it up where you could go to both, well, probably.
When the Astros were in the playoffs against the Braves, when they won the game in extra innings, and it's only because the game went extra innings, I left the Texans game and then made it over to Minute Maid to watch the end of that. But... So I would try to do both if I could.
Guys, I got to tell you about what's going on at Mann Centers. Are you and your significant other ready to have kids and grow your family? That's good. It's good. But do you know if you're fertile? 50% of the time that your people aren't able to conceive, it's a male issue. And did you know that low T can affect fertility sometimes? Our testosterone counts are low. We don't even really know it. Mann Centers helps regain your natural testosterone production. They've got a comprehensive evaluation that will determine the cause of your decreased testosterone and identify the best treatment plan for you. It's not about shots. Mann Centers is focusing on enhancing your body's natural ability to produce its own testosterone. Another question, do you know your sperm count? Mann Centers is going to evaluate any and all issues through an analysis of your semen. They'll test for infections and overall quality of your sperm and your sperm counts. You might have bad seed. You want to get that taken care of. There's a misconception if you're having fertility issues, you should just go to any old urologist. That's not the case. Mann Centers is a premier medical practice that focuses on reproductive urology and male fertility. The doctors and staff at Mann Centers are the experts in reproductive urology. So who do you go to for any fertility concerns? Mann Centers. Women have OBGYNs. Men have Mann Centers for all your male needs. Mann Centers has multiple locations, Houston at Katy Freeway and Campbell in the Memorial area. And then they've got their new location in Pearland for men located in the southwest area of Houston. And there's soon going to be a new location off of 249 in Tomball. Give them a call today. Set up your appointment. 832-358-8600 or go to mancenters.com to book your appointment online. That's Mann Centers.